To work together to make America better, the world better, your life better, including consideration of things that will save you money. Who's here to do that? Well, Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is here with Freebie Friday fun stuff. Right?
Freebie Friday fun stuff. Yes, you can file your taxes free. How about that? We'll tell you how to do that.
Ooh.
That's a lot of fun. We love that.
Yeah.
We have free glasses for you and a free e-cookbook. And this is my favorite, a free 20-ounce Coke and popcorn. And we'll tell you how to do that, especially if you
Coke
go into the movies.
Bad for you.
I know.
Popcorn's all right. Yeah, no Coke, though.
It's, no Coke, Pepsi.
Pepsi, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger,
cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. There's restaurants out now called named Cheeseburger, Cheeseburger.
Yes.
Really?
I've seen them, yeah.
Are they like Johnny Rockets?
Yeah, I guess it's supposed to be like Johnny
throwback
Rockets.
Throwback.
It's just so funny that they rip off the John Belushi
cheeseburger,
character.
Cheeseburger,
cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of his passing, wasn't it?
Oh,
my goodness. That yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, so Jen.
Yes,
Belushi,
sir.
Big in television. Your job. Notice how I cleverly thread all this together. The television report today will include stories about...
Ooh, we have some casting news on Charlie Sheen's new show, Anger Management. And we have a very sad celebrity passing that we'll talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I know this person? Do I like this person?
You will go, oh, that guy. Oh, that's sad.
Okay.
But it's not one of your top 10 fave TVs. It's something that we all remember back in the day.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
Paula Deen was caught eating a cheeseburger.
Oh.
She's
been thrown in jail.
I have
Who
to cares? Say I'm so over it. Yeah.
Over it and her.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to cook all that stuff. That doesn't mean we have to eat it. Let her eat what she wants, and we can eat what we want.
Who decided that they should be the Paula Deen police?
Right. I know. It's like they're following her, stalking her.
Yeah. She's actually hosting a cruise. She's out on a Caribbean cruise with some of her fans. And so people are watching what she's eating, and she's eating cheeseburgers. So what? Hey, get a L-I-F-E life. And speaking of that, I am, as a solid American citizen, pretty tired of this discussion of the gap between the rich and the poor.
Mm-hmm.
May I offer a couple of things that perhaps put this into a better light,
please,
more positive perspective? The top 10% of income taxpayers in this country pay 70% of the personal income tax. Let me repeat that, please. When it comes to fairness, the top 10 of you in terms of income pay 70% of all the federal personal income taxes that are paid. One more time for the record. The top 10% earners pay 70% of the taxes. And then this group, what is it, 49% people pay zero? Is that fair? How's that fair? And Warren Buffett, God love him, pays lots of money in taxes. The second side of this story, people say, well, his rate is lower than his secretary's. You know why his rate is lower?
Did you hear what she makes?
No, I don't know how much she makes.
They estimate she makes between $200,000 and $500,000.
Is the secretary?
What? Wow!
Her secretary.
Good for her. All right. Last year, Warren Buffett gave away $22 million of his personal income. He gave away $22 million. Those kinds of charitable deductions lower your tax rate. He gave away $22 million. It was his choice to give away the $22 million so that his tax rate would be, in fact, lower.
And then also, when he gave the Bill Gates Foundation, whatever.
A billion or something.
$1 billion.
Yeah, but that's not, that's from his foundation, which he controls part of his wealth.
One of the riders, though, in that donation is that if the tax-free status is pulled, he gets the money back.
Ah.
Well, okay. What's wrong with that?
Well, so he's obviously interested in the tax break.
Yeah, of course he is. They all are.
Right.
So foolish.
But why? I thought he wanted to pay more taxes.
The soak the rich stuff ignores.
I thought he wants to pay higher taxes. Why is he putting a rider in? If he doesn't get the tax break, he wants his money back.
I'm not faulting him. I think he's a great American. He's contributed. He's an example. Bill Gates is an example.
Just the message is confusing.
Steve Jobs is an example. All these people are examples of what we're all trying to see continued. So the rhetoric back and forth, you know, Buffett can have his political values and whatever. I'm betting that he and Bill Gates don't vote on the same ticket. They have great friendship. They've helped out enormous numbers of people. They provide terrific incentive for folks to go out and start something on their own. It's just that some of this stuff gets so twisted and turned around in interpretation by the news media. And so when we talk about soaking the rich, it still doesn't deal with the fact that the rich pay most of the taxes. It's a convenient distraction for the president to go back and beat on that and further divide an already too divided country.
Can I give you another angle on this?
Yes, you may, Rich.
You may have heard the story this week that the Internal Revenue Service found out that more than 279,000 federal employees and retirees owe $3.4 billion, with a B, dollars in back taxes.
Cool.
467 employees of the House of Representatives, 4.2% of the workforce, owe more than $8.5 million of that. In the Senate, 217 employees, about 3% of the workforce, owe $2.13 million of that. And Obama's staff, 36 people in the Obama Executive Office, of nearly 1,800 workers, about 2%, owe $833,000 in back taxes.
Yeah. Remember all of
not sure whether that includes Geithner or not.
Appointees, right.
Yeah.
They had their fumbling around, and one of them didn't even make it in. That was former senator from North Dakota.
Right. Geithner did, the guy that's running the Treasury.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but there are plenty of others. Mrs. Clinton said yesterday she's done.
Yeah.
She will not stay on. She said she won't stay on if Obama wins. She doesn't say that she wouldn't stay on if the Republican wins.
Hey, but don't you think Obama's going to ask her to be the vice president?
No.
No, that's...
You don't think so?
Did you hear what she said? She said, I need to take a little time off just to see how tired I really am.
Yeah.
Well, revamp my campaign for next time.
Yeah, right.
She's done. I think she missed her shot.
Yeah, I think she did.
I don't know. I think a lot of people wish they would have voted for her. Not that I would have voted for her, but we do.
I think it's sad.
I would like to have voted for her. So here's an example. Yesterday we were talking about I'm not given negative feedback because Rich and Bob K, my manager, they get in the way and they keep it because some of the things that are said by people who are just not very bright. There are constructive
things. This is why we don't give it to you, because you feel the need to respond.
But here's why I'm now into it, because I received a letter, a note yesterday on the email account. Just a nice letter. And now, so it does, in terms of puffery, give us all something to feel good about. But where does it say in the playbook that we have to feel anything other than good?
Right.
Why do we want to? It's like having the difference between rich and poor. It doesn't say in the playbook that you're supposed to be poor. In fact, there is so much abundance. That's what I really am annoyed by, frankly, with all this discussion of we need to spread things around. No, hell no, we don't need to spread around. We need to give people the incentive to go out, get the hell out of the way with government, start their own businesses, and make their own wealth, not take it from other people who've already created wealth. It's so specious the way these people come up with these ways of trying to divide and conquer. Anyway, this is an email from a lady named Terry who writes, good morning, Doug. I just started listening to your show last week when a local station changed its morning format and added your program. Can I just say how refreshing it is? I have an hour commute in the morning to my office in Indianapolis and have enjoyed the show so much I stream it when I get in at 8 o'clock to continue listening. Your show is informative, good topics, especially health, has humor without being nasty, which is a major plus this day. You seem like a genuinely nice guy who cares about people. Okay. I have to be honest and say that I like the fact that you're an animal lover and actually have cows. I work in the city but live in the country on a small farm where my husband and I have chickens and ducks and dogs and cats and goats. And the goats are in training to be therapy goats for making visits this summer to our local nursing home. That sounds pretty interesting. Also, I completely agree with you and the guys from this morning. I think men are happy not because they are oblivious to problems. They just don't think too much about them and they move on. Kind of like ignorance is bliss. Although I don't worry or stress too much, I can see where women tackle issues head on rather than just not deal with them up front. Men just kind of say, okay, whatever, and happily move along. My wonderful husband is this way as well. Works fine for us. He steps up when it counts. Thanks for a great show and have a wonderful day. So, Terry, thank you. You made our day. It's very nice to have people understand basically and get what really, after she's listened to the program for a week, she gets it. That's all we're trying to do here, is have people feel good, inform you, have some fun, maybe, and not at somebody else's expense, unless it's Richie's. Otherwise,
sure, no problem.
To be, yeah, right. Yeah, he's got
but that's shows. Okay, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course it's okay.
No, I don't mind.
It's fine. Fine. It's fine. It's also 18F the hour and good day.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, Rich.
I thought that button.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So here's the deal. American Idol last night. More unknown people who have the ability to make you want to scream and run out of the room. Our video of the day yesterday, though, was by all accounts a strange and rather amusing.
This guy's really funny.
American Idol attempt. This is one of the most interesting auditions in the history of the show, so they say. This guy refers to himself as the Magic Cyclops.
Like they say, every party has a pooper.
My name is Magic Cyclops, and I'm from Davenport, Iowa.
Sure.
We have riverboat gambling. I had to personally leave Davenport because I owed a lot of gambling debt. So we should probably be blurring my face out at this point because there are people looking for me currently. No one talks to me because I'm frightening and I look homeless. How's it going? I have 11,000 air guitars, and I know there's a guy in Belgium that has, I think, five more than me.
Air guitars.
A master at air guitar, Magic has had years to prep for this audition.
Let's do this thing. I am not ready at all, but that's when I do some of my most dangerous work. There's a storm I'm brewing, and it's called Magic Cyclops, and it's coming for them.
Bring in the Kraken.
Isn't it Release the Kraken?
It's Release. Release the Kraken. Dude, okay, first of all, who are you?
I'm thy Magic Cyclops.
And how old are you, Magic Cyclops?
It's not polite to ask a lady her age.
A lady?
Yes.
A lady with a beard?
Bearded lady, yes.
What? Yo, come on, Aspen.
It's a weird city.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Davenport, Iowa.
Davenport, Iowa?
This is an Iowan accent. I grew up extremely poor, and we only got the local PBS station, which mostly aired BBC programming.
So that's why you're speaking with that accent?
That's hilarious!
What are we doing here, man? What on earth
could you see this character?
Well, right, it's Judge's Choice Day. So you have the choice between Neil Diamond or James Buffet.
Who?
James Buffet.
Jimmy Buffett.
Okay, so we got Margaritaville, or what's the other song by Neil Diamond?
Cracklin' Rose.
Let's hear it.
This is really silly. I just want to tell you.
Yeah.
All right.
Cracks and rules to get on board. We're gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And oh no, don't show.
You have to go.
I'm not gonna lie, I like it.
Hitching on a twilight train.
But the funny thing is he has this effects thing in his, and is stuffed in the back of his pants that explodes and it shoots confetti all over the place.
Don't need to say please.
And he's playing, all right, it's over now. And he's playing total air guitar, but you have to go see the guy. He's got the red, white, and blue bandana and shirt, and he looks like totally out of something out of 1971.
So in the video box at DougStefan.com, yesterday's video of the day, today it's Ferris Bueller back again, the video of the day. So at American Idol, they're in Aspen this week for the tryouts, and again, everybody says, huh? Aspen, well, who's going to be there? 400 miles from any nearby community, basically.
Yeah, you have to travel to get
there. You got to work hard. All right, so the, I don't know if you saw this, Richie, last night, Fawn View.
I did not see it last night, so I'd like to hear a little something.
Don't leave me in all this pain. Don't leave me out in the rain. Bring back those nights when I held you beside me. I'll break my heart. Say you'll
finally,
love me
some
again.
Bad auditions. Thank God.
Undo this hurt you cause when you walk out the door and walk down on my life.
Okay, I think it's a good time for us to stop that. The judges reviewed it as he cried because he thought the judges were too critical of him.
Give everybody a chance.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Everybody should win.
Yeah. All right. So it's and then they can pay taxes.
Just amazes me how delusional these people are.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's income, A-T-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Coming up here, 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the new hour, the first step
you won't believe who died
toward getting somewhere is to decide that you're not going to stay where you are. So you don't want to be where you are. You don't want to be as a participant in something that is going backwards. So you got to move yourself. You are a product. The environment that you've grown up in, you're like your parents in many ways, should they have been around you. Are you around them very much? However, you're exposed to the idea. A lot of people say that Jennifer's a pretty good example. Mother, in terms of politics, is to the left. Father, in terms of politics, to the right. So how does that shake out in terms of Jennifer? It's her father may have won out in some respects, but her mother also won out.
My dad and I don't agree on everything, but definitely we are closer politically, yes.
Yeah, right. But what I'm saying is that you didn't get this stuff. You didn't get your values in a vacuum. You were a product of what you were around. Roberta.
Yes.
I was
a stinker thinker.
Yeah.
What?
Roberta is a product of her parents and her upbringing, especially as an only child.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My father was an only child. He was an orphan. Mm-hmm. And so his world, what really got to him was lack. He didn't have anything. I mean, he had nothing.
You mean as in poor?
As a pauper, as a kid.
Wow.
So what that did was, in his mind, everything he got a hold of, he wanted to hold on to, in the sense that, in terms of how he paid for things. But the other side of it was, his grandmother never kept anything, so my father would throw things away. His grandmother was the most influential person on his life. She never kept anything because all of the things that she kept reminded her, apparently, of her life in Belgium, which was pretty much the way my father grew up, without anything. They came from nothing. How many families do you think came to this country that way? I mean, look at
mine
what we have.
Good
now.
A lot.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They had
sure.
complete lack. Nothing. And yet we now get upset. Children get upset if they don't have money to go to the store to buy the latest video game.
The guy across the street from me, the Vietnamese guy, and his wife that lived across the street from me, our sons are friends, I'm still amazed at his story. When he was 15, they both came from Vietnam, right as, I guess, in the 70s when it was,
Vietnam guilt was called.
Yeah. And they had to escape from Vietnam. The wife ended up living in a camp with her family for a year before they got to somewhere else and then got here.
Yeah.
The husband, the guy Tom, who is now a hardware engineer, computer engineer, escaped with his brother at 15 years old. They tried 22 times to get out of the country and were caught and thrown in prison for 3 months one of the times.
Wow.
And then finally got out of the country, spent a year somehow in Australia, and then got here.
Yeah.
And now the guy lives in a middle-class neighborhood, has a great job.
Okay.
He pays taxes, no doubt.
This is my question. Yeah. And I ask you guys, because maybe you'll know this, but the people that used to immigrate here with nothing actually came to America for what we promised we would give them, this better life, blah, blah, blah. But when they got here, they actually had to work really, really hard for that life. Now when people come here, do you think they expect to come here to, they come here for a better life, but do you think they come here to work for it, or do you think they come here because they can get benefits?
PR is, I think there's a little of both. You're right, Richie. The PR is that you can get all this stuff for nothing depending on where you are coming from. You come from Brazil or places that are south of us, that's the way that they come into what they are interested in is via what they can get out of our system.
Let me correct you there.
No, I don't want to be corrected because that's my experience. I'm telling you my story.
I'm married to a South American, so I can help you have a little bit different outlook.
Your story is different, but I'm telling you the story of the people that I've run up against have been takers, not givers. Go ahead. Excuse me.
The Central Americans are the ones who can easily get up to the border, come over and try and
Guatemalans, El Salvadorians.
You're not walking from Colombia or Brazil.
Right.
Okay, you're not hitchhiking up to
Brazilians. I find to be different than some of the others. You may be right about Central America versus South America.
There's a difference between Central America and South America.
Give you that. All right. But at any rate, there still are people, as we've all acknowledged, who come here expecting a handout, not a hand up.
That's what I'm wondering. I wondered when that switched. Like, when would that shift, when people changed
when we made it so easy to buy votes with your tax dollars by providing people with assistance, quote-unquote, when they got here, instead of them finding their own way, there's a program. Okay, we're going to help you with this. We're going to help you with that.
When we invented government programs to help everybody, you know, get free checks. Who wouldn't want that?
That's why we're broke, because of all that stuff. Your father didn't expect that. He didn't expect anything, Roberto, when he got here. He just expected to find a way for him to make his way.
People came here for a shot. Yeah.
Yeah, right. The world that you live in is an expression of how you and your mind work. If you expect to have to work, I was talking to this, I think I made reference to it yesterday, this Egyptian that was working the heart monitor at the clinic where I'm getting the global cardio care clinic where I'm getting my EECP. He's been here 14 years. He was trained in Egypt, and he came here to finish his degree, and he stayed here and was welcomed, felt welcomed. Loves America, doesn't understand why other people from Egypt can't come over here who want to come over, because apparently there are throngs of Egyptians who want to get the hell out of there and come over here, but we won't let them. And we won't let them because we have rules now that say you have to have something, a saleable skill when you get here. Well, most of the people that are here learned their skills when they were here. It was their desire to come here and learn what they couldn't get out of their own country, and then they mostly desire to stay here and you know, live, bring their families over if they could. That's what this Egyptian did. And he's done a terrific job. He's good at what he does. He has a wonderful attitude toward this country and works 10, 12 hours a day. Good for him. And that's the kind of people that we want. But yet our stupid leadership says, no, we don't want those people anymore. We'd rather have them come in illegally and suck off of the you-know-what of the land. All right, so I've made my point, I guess, right?
Feel better?
Well, I think we all need to be thinking about these things, and maybe if I at least drop an idea, then you can go. It's kind of like a drop in a puddle. I drop the drop into the puddle. The puddle then is shaken by the drop that goes, you know, to all sides of it, and then people come up with their own ideas. But it seems to me that's the idea that makes sense, having people want to come here who actually want to contribute and us wanting to have them here. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
So anyway, that takes care of that. Now it's time for Roberta to take care of us. As the Queen of Cheap, she has freebie Friday bunch stuff.
Kids Valentine's Day cards, you can get them free. The Supreme has given you free 30 note cards, and you just have to pay for shipping. We tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com. File your taxes free online with H&R Block. You may or may not know that you can't mail your taxes in anymore. You have to file them electronically now. So H&R Block is letting you do that free. Just go over there and find out what they want. And you can find out all that on DougStephan.com as well. This is a great deal. Coastal Contacts gives free prescription glasses. This is a deal that they have every once in a while. And they're back again with it. Shipping and handling is only around $10 or $15, but you go online. It's only if you haven't done this before. If you've ordered from them before, you're not eligible. But if you need free glasses and you haven't done them yet, you can get free glasses from Coastal Contacts. Free ebook, 25 quick and easy low-carb breakfast recipes. I love this. Breakfast is so full of carbs, and this is a way to do breakfast with low carbon. That's what I'm all about. This is a great deal if you've got acne, a free acne-free therapeutic sulfur mask. Just burn the stuff off your face, I guess. And if you're looking to do some movies, Blockbuster stores from January 31st through March 31st, so two full months of this, you go in there, you can get a free 20-ounce Coca-Cola soda product and a popcorn single all ready for your movie night. And we have the special coupon for you right on the Queen of Chiefs section at DougStephan.com. And check out all the stuff from earlier in the week, too. A lot of stuff is still good there.
Did you know that Ronnie Wood is doing a radio program?
I mean, as in the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Ronnie Wood?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It starts this weekend in New York, as a matter of fact, on a classic rock station. And this, he's going to play the guitar. He's going to talk about the people he's worked with. And they're going to play the music from the era in which he grew up. And that's really what the classic rock stations are all about, right? So he's going to tell. I just am trying to imagine what I've heard from him. He has a hard time at this point in his life putting a sentence together. So they have to do a lot of editing, Richie. They have
I think he's the historian for the Stones, from what I understand. He's the one who writes everything down, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's what I think, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. talk about blowing your mind. Woo! Okay. The story of a small Kentucky town dealing with a scene right out of a Hitchcock film, story at DougStephan.com today. Apparently, the town and its surroundings are invaded every morning and every night by a bunch of black birds. The birds don't attack anybody. They just poop all over everything.
I poop on you.
They poop.
That's happened to me. They go into the tree, and if you have your car parked under that tree, when you come back, my goodness.
It's supposed to be good luck if you get pooped on by a bird.
That's right.
Not multiple.
Yeah. Especially in the hair.
Really? Well, when they come into town, it's like rain. They poop, and they poop, and they poop, and they poop. What a story.
But doesn't it make you thankful to have a sphincter muscle when you think about birds?
Don't they?
Because they don't. That's why it just, like, falls free.
Yeah. Oh, really? They don't?
No, that's why. I mean, it's not like they're aiming to, like, go on your car. It's just they can't control it. When it's out, it's out.
That's disgusting.
LaGrange, Kentucky. Being held hostage by the birds. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. So now the people in the town bring their guns to work with them, and they shoot the birds.
Oh, jeez.
They shoot them, so there are dead birds all over the place, too.
Dead birds and poop.
Yeah, exactly.
Action.
People say they have to wash their cars every day.
Jamie lives there.
Remember, the birds, people worried about being pecked to death. But here they're being...
You get pooped to death.
Just being pooped upon.
I have some, you know, I actually think we should call Uri Geller, because I've been having a crow problem, and crows freak me out a little bit. Do you think that
like
they're...
flying rats.
Yeah, well, they just look so mean, and they stare you down like, what,
sinister.
I'm not moving, lady.
What are you going to get out of Uri? What are you going to call
Uri
for?
Well, I was just wondering, is this like a bad omen or something?
Well, yeah, there was a movie called The Omen, wasn't there?
There was, but it didn't have anything to do with birds.
Oh, it didn't?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Speaking of television and what we have, I need to put the pieces together with Jennifer. Her television report is next. Stand by for news and a sad moment here on Good Day, 14 before the hour.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket.
12 minutes before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer's turn now to update us on television. I have a quick question, Jennifer, for you.
Yes.
This is the day in history when Lucy Ricardo gave birth to her
little
baby boy.
Yes.
And this is what she actually did in real life. Do you know what percentage of television sets were tuned into CBS?
Oh, my gosh. 80%.
Yeah, close. 69%. Two-thirds of the country watched.
My TV set's always tuned into Lucy, even now.
You love Lucy.
I do. That's why I don't need a therapist.
Sad news?
I do. And we have that theme song going in the background. Robert Hedges, he was the guy who played the Jewish Puerto Rican wheeler dealer Juan Luis Pedro Filippo de Huevos Epstein.
De Huevos.
Unwelcome. Funny. Unwelcome back, Cotter. He died yesterday of a apparent heart attack.
He's a young, he's not that old
60.
Guy.
Yeah, he was 60 years old.
Ooh,
yeah. I know. The last That's time people saw everybody together was at the TV Land Awards when the whole cast had reunited to celebrate the show's 35th anniversary. So, sad day. 60 years old. Not good.
No. All right. So, what good things do we have? The premieres continue. There's no such thing as a season anymore. Every time you turn on the television, there's some promo for some new show or some show
that's
coming
mid-season.
Back. It's endless.
Yeah, mid-season is what they call this time of year, and that's when they bring back shows that they didn't quite know what to do with.
Yeah, the new Kiefer Sutherland show is a start to March.
Or some new pilots. That's true, because it's going to be a couple months, and then it'll be back next season. One of the shows that's leaving this year, and I told you about this a couple weeks ago, Martha Stewart, who does a show on the Hallmark Channel, was canceled.
Right.
But guess what?
Right.
Hallmark said they canceled her to save money, but now they made an announcement that they're bringing on a new show to replace her featuring Marie Osmond. So I can't imagine that they're saving too much money, but it'll be a daily show, and she's going to do lifestyle stuff, cooking, weight loss, health, you know. Hey, you don't like Marie?
I love Marie.
She's cute.
She's very
All right.
Cute.
Also,
we flirted several times here on this program.
We have to do a little Charlie Sheen news. Anger Management is casting for two female leads. They've picked one. Shawnee Smith, who is in Becker, will be on Anger Management as a possible love interest for Charlie Sheen's character on that show.
I hope she gets him to brush his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there it is, folks. The latest from the world of television. Jennifer is up to date. You are too. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man to help you do that. Cast your vote for Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Great way for you to figure out how to save. They have opportunities, and you'll make, I don't know, saving money equals you make money. I guess it does. If you don't have to spend it and you keep it, that's kind of like making money. Anyway, Tom is here. There's a story from Alaska Airlines that we might want to underscore, and then we'll be looking for deals. I get the best deal on a coast-to-coast ticket I've gotten in 3 years. I'll tell you that story in a moment. It's Tom Parsons here on Good Day. Traveling is our focus.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Travel in the discussion here. Just as an aside, I find it amusing. Somehow or other, this is not something that Obama did, but he one point when he was a senator had a Chrysler 300, and so the leasing company apparently has put it on eBay for sale.
The opening bid is $1 million. And guess what, kids? They have zero bids so far.
The seller put a minimum on it of $1 million, thinking that, oh, this will be easy. It'll do $1 million easy.
Right. Now, so the money's not going to Obama. It's something you can't criticize him for that.
But no, it's not his.
Yeah. You go to those. You watch those auctions on TV all the time. The Barrett Jackson stuff. They have things like this go through the auction all the time,
weekend,
right?
Yeah. Well, not like this. I mean, they sell celebrity cars, but there's usually something to the car. It wouldn't be just a Dodge 300. It would be the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard or something like that.
They're going to get $1 million for that thing.
No, they don't get...
The hearse which carried John F. Kennedy on the way through Washington sold for $160,000. That's the closest thing that they ever gotten to some sort of presidential connection. The 127-year-old car that sold for $4.6 million may be one of the highest things. But anyway, it's kind of interesting.
They had a couple cars do a couple $1 million on the Barrett Jackson this past weekend. But this car is probably worth $75,000-$80,000 because of the celebrity.
But I'm a Dinner Jacket sold his old Peugeot for $2.4 million on eBay. Did you get that?
Yeah. Whatever.
Good Lord. All right, let's get to Tom Parsons. There's a tradition at Alaska Airlines that people get prayer cards when they're getting on the plane. So that's going bye-bye?
Well, actually, it's not when they're getting on the plane. It's when they sit down, when they bring the meal service to them, they put them on the meal trays. You probably see it on American and other people, those little cards saying, hey, we're going to add new service.
Yeah, right. That. Yeah, yeah.
It's just a little fold-up card. And
any airline that handed me a prayer card as I was getting on the plane, I would beat feet off of that plane, man.
Yeah, here, folks, thank you.
Here,
you know, they do it when they're eating. And the folks in the back of the bus haven't seen them since 2006. So they're just, I think in this kind of climate, it's a political correct thing to do. It's probably going to save them money, too. But I think they've been doing this for, I think, 30 or 40 or 50 years. So it's been a long time. So they just want to yank it and say adios to the prayers, and it starts February 1st. So if you're flying in between February 1st, you better get those things now. Maybe you can put them on eBay and sell them.
A lot of cheap fares. My God, I was paid $130 each way to go back and forth the East Coast. I haven't played that little for 2, 3, 4 years, maybe 7. So you might want to check out the fare deals there are for you as listeners of Good Day. Tom Parsons for best fares